Hey, your host Matt Schmidt here. Just wanted to leave a quick message at the beginning of the episode that while the movie we're talking about is a horror comedy, it does have a subject matter that can be kind of heavy, which went into our discussion of it a little bit. It covered sexual assault, so if that's an uncomfortable subject for you, just wanted to give you the warning up front. Other than that, enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to the good, bad, and the garbage. We got teeth today, gentlemen.
Hell yeah, brother.
Fucking Easter, man.
My favorite Dennis movie yet. She went to the wrong doctor. That's really what the biggest problem was. That's where all this stemmed from.
She went to the worst doctor she could have possibly gone to.
Yeah.
Teeth. I picked this one. Good on me, I guess. I picked this for Josh, who couldn't. I asked him, he couldn't make it tonight.
But really?
Yeah. 2007 American comedy horror film.
Where was the humor?
Where's the comedy?
I think it was.
I mean, I laughed, but I don't think I was supposed to laugh.
I think you were supposed to. I think that's the thing with this movie, which makes it a little interesting to grade. Or whatever you want to say about it.
I felt really bad at the
but it's like a dark comedy. It's meant to be like a dark comedy. Like, you know, I think you were meant to laugh at some of the things we did.
I laughed a lot.
I know. Written directed by the same person, Mitchell Lichtenstein. Jess Wexler stars in it. She actually won Sundance Award for acting.
For this.
This won a Sundance Award. In 2007.
That just like proves that Sundance and what's the one in France?
Cannes film.
Cannes.
Yeah.
Cannes.
They mean nothing.
Yeah.
I think Parasite won like Cannes, like the Cannes.
I'm sure film, some you know? Do. Yeah.
Like it's Pulp like, Fiction. It's like Pitchfork.
It's like Pitchfork getting like album reviews from Pitchfork. Yeah. They like. Give really good albums, really good scores, but then they give the one that's occasionally just a guy fucking smashing his keyboard and humming to himself like a 9-1, and you're like, don't tell me this shit's artistic.
All right, so hand up, not trying to defend this, we'll get into it, whatever. It's an indie film, right? Like, indie films can get fucking weird. Like, you can get shit like this, or you can get some really, really good stuff. Like Pulp Fiction or like all the stuff I was saying, whatever. So it's hit or miss sometimes.
Can you explain the plot?
Budget, I'll get there. Budget $2 million.
Okay.
Box office $2.3 million.
Made money.
I guess. I mean,
imagine with the data.
I can't imagine what the marketing was for this movie, so maybe it made money. You know, who wants to explain what this movie's about? I feel like I do that a lot. This is a unique moment here. Who wants to, Bo, you want to explain what this movie is about?
Quinn, do you have a great synopsis? Otherwise, I'll do it.
Vagina dentata.
Vagina dentata.
Two words.
I'll try and give it a longer one.
Yeah, there you
Vagina
go.
Dentata.
That's my sub. That would go under the title. Vagina dentata.
What's the best way to describe this? It's a movie about a teenager, like a high school teenager, who discovers that her vaginal area is a useful weapon in deterring rape. Let's go with that.
I think it's a feminist power movie. It really promotes the strength of the female as a species and it's really a female empowerment movement.
I do have some I wanted to just talk about at some point her. It's 2007, you said, and she had to like figure out the most intricate way to get the little cover off the vaginal diagram of the book.
Oh, yeah, the book.
Shit. What does a vagina look like?
In my head, when I was watching that scene, I'm like, you could just as easily Google this But then, like, the very...
Maybe they didn't have a computer.
But the very next scene, she does. It's like she went through all that work to get the sticker off. And I'm like, yeah, she went through all that work to get the sticker off the book, but then it's like she's using Google in the next scene, but whatever. You take a guess on the Did either of you look at the Rotten Tomato score for this? I'm not asking you to.
It's all over the place. It's so
Okay, like if you looked at it, don't say anything. Bo, did you look at it? I'm not asking you to look, but
The only thing I saw, I did see like watching on Prime, I saw the Prime score.
Okay.
Like, it was like 3.25 stars on Prime.
Guess what the critic and audience score would be for this
movie. It's going to be higher. Quinn, you go first.
Well, Quinn looked it up.
I know.
Oh,
I
you did look it up. Yeah. Critic and audience. I'm gonna go audience is like 34%. Critic, I'm gonna go like something stupid, like 61.
All right. Spinning that around. You're close. No. So you're close with audience. It's 45%.
Okay.
The critics.
No, critics not higher than 61, right?
Critics is certified 80%.
Why?
So this movie is
Sundance, bro.
You want me to tell you why? This is why. It's a metaphorical
movie. I don't care anymore, actually.
It's a metaphorical movie, right? Go. It's about like women in the world and how they're like a lot of men who will just attack them and they feel helpless. So it's a metaphorical movie, right? Like that's why it's a dark comedy, it's a horror movie. It's a play on like that. And critics love stuff like that. Whether we agree the movie's good or bad, it's up to us, but critics love like symbolic movies like that. So that's why
I just feel like there's so many other ways to try and go about that. Like I'm totally fine with understanding that that's where you wanted to go with it.
You tell me another scenario where a gynecologist can yell "vagina dentata" when his fingers have been severed off.
And you tell me that comedy. Her around on the that's table. A comedy.
You can tell me.
Okay, I'm throwing that out there. If you were calling this a comedy horror, I think you kind of lose all credibility to call it as like a social, like.
Commentary. I mean, satires are comedies.
It's not even a satire, though.
I think it's the Wikipedia page does not say satire, but there's a lot of other places that I've
humor.
Seen.
I think it's bad humor.
Okay, I agree. I'm just saying, I think that's what it's supposed to be. I don't think it's a good movie. I didn't enjoy it or a lot of it.
You didn't enjoy watching a girl get raped like 4 times? She shooting when she was like 6?
Yeah, that was a weird way to start the movie.
Yeah. I told you, it started off pretty rough.
So yeah, okay. We'll say the first 30 minutes of this movie is very slow, like slowly paced. And it's only an hour and a half long.
It's awful. It's hard to get through.
Yeah. It does get going after that.
Dude, it takes off.
there's multiple prosthetic penises hitting the ground in this movie, you know.
I laughed every time.
And I think that it's meant to be funny. Like, I do.
I nailed it. Felt like a bad person, but.
Yeah, and that's like.
I was laughing for the same reason as them, but.
So
I got a question because we're on like the start of the movie with the for people who haven't seen it, this like girl, this young girl and young boy, like what, maybe 6 and 11, something like that.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably younger, but like sure, yeah.
And really they're like step siblings, yeah. To be sitting in like a pool with their future, like, well, their current mother, father, but
future step,
mother,
yeah.
And father,
yeah,
yeah, sitting behind him, and then he like just pulls down his pants and is like, "Now show me yours." And then he like they don't like show her doing anything, but then it's implied that like something bit his finger or whatever. It's got a wound.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just like, and then the whole, and this is where I want to go after that was like. What is with like the incestuous part of it, though? And I know it's not, I don't know how you define incest. The step siblings count, maybe not, they're not blood related, weird, but like it still is infatuation of like, I don't know if you're getting to this, Matt, in the future, so I'm sorry if I'm just rushing ahead, but where he's like talking to his dad who's trying to kick him out or whatever. He's like,
I loved her, you man. Made her
my sister or whatever. I loved her. Like, what, he goes on the rant of like, he's still like, he's not like 25 years old and he's still like obsessed with his stepsister.
I mean, that dude's just a fucked up, weird dude. Like,
yeah, he's got some issues.
Probably, like, I don't know. I mean, you watch Game of Thrones.
Vaginal dentata is a real medical issue, okay? Fucking flying dragons and like weird little sword fighting. That's pretend bullshit.
I looked into it. Did you look into it? Like,
no, never. I didn't look into it. I have no idea if it's real.
It's from what I could know. Like, from what I looked into, no.
Why?
It's not. But I can't
believe that.
Yeah. In case you were wondering.
Dude, I just thought somebody had, nobody called her Saber Tooth. That would have been a great nickname.
They does not make fun of the victim of the movie, Bo.
Was she the victim or was she the aggressor?
Well, she flipped it, right? Classic.
To be fair, she kind of went on the attack at the end of the movie.
That's the point.
That she was going to use her powers to just start ripping dudes. Phallic areas off.
People who are, you know, hitting on her when she doesn't want it. Those are the dudes she's going to be attacking, which, yeah, you could probably take all their dicks away. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, but I feel like being hit on is like a slight punishment would be like slapping them over the head with a frying pan, ripping their penis off.
I mean, the guy at the end in the car was definitely rapey.
He was creepy. He was. He was being way weirder.
I misspoke when I said hit on. You're right. Hit on is different, but she didn't plan to use vagina dentata on that dude at the end until he was just locking her in the car.
Vagina dentata. It's like a Harry Potter spell.
Vagina dentata. You wave your vagina at him.
So
see, this is how they want us to take this movie kind of seriously, but this is where it's going.
It's hard to take this movie seriously.
It's tough. Well, it's tough. It's a comedy, so you are meant to laugh at certain parts, but like it is like there's a serious metaphor behind it, so it's tough to talk about. Like, I get what they're trying to do, but I still didn't really enjoy the movie. So yeah, like, okay, so you said the opening. It flashes forward however many years later, whatever. She's, of course, like a purity ring cultist. Like, I'm going to call them cultists. I don't care.
Basically what it is.
Both cultists.
That's one of the craziest cults I've seen in a movie. Like, they're just flat out standing, no blinking, chanting in rooms.
Midsummer.
Yeah, right? So, of course, she's like a purity ring person.
Don't be older.
Sorry, Matt. I'm not interrupting you.
Sorry. So, of course, she's a purity ring person. So, she's never touched herself, never had anyone else touch her. So, she doesn't know what's going on down there. And then Toby comes along.
Tobit?
Who she gets a crush on. And that's like, what, 30 minutes in the movie is when it really starts rolling, when that cave scene happens.
Yeah, the cave scene, and then everything just goes crazy. One of the best lines. Can we have another nomination for one of the best lines in one of in our shitty movies? Because this one's up there.
Say it, Quinn.
I haven't jerked off since Easter.
I mean, he like yells it. You know, you're saying
I haven't jerked off since Easter.
It was, dude, that's, it was right a lot
up there
of anger
with circle jerking with midgets and tiptoes. It's like, it's right up there.
Which, I do think a low-key great line in that scene is, you don't even have to do anything, or whatever. He's like, you don't have to do anything. It's like, well, no shit, you're raping me. It's not my choice whether I do anything.
Which, like, to his credit, what time of year do we think this movie takes place in? How long was Easter for him?
I was wondering that too.
It's gotta be June, I'm guessing.
Do we know if he's of Orthodox religion? Could be a totally different date.
Wait, is there leaves on the trees yet? Because then
that's
it
what
would
I
be
was the, wondering.
Because they're swimming.
So it's gotta be warm.
It's gotta be summer. Gotta be summer.
He did say the water was cold when she was like
May. I'm guessing May. So it's probably like 2 months later.
2 months without jerking off.
It's a long time.
It's pretty long, right? I mean,
He's young. He's in high school. That's a long time in high school.
Quinn, tell us the longest period of time you've gone without. 2 months? That is astronomical. Hi, April.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? It's been so long.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was so short. There's no finite time small enough to measure that.
I never miss a day, boys. Got an appointment.
It's my dermatologist. Says I have to keep my
thing. Yeah, my doctor says I need to, all right? Prescribed.
So I got a doctor's note. I got a doctor's note to jerk off every day, all right? Leave me alone.
It's a muscle down there I'm lifting, okay?
I'm working it out. Makes it stronger.
You got that high cholesterol? I don't have high cholesterol at all. Lowest cholesterol ever. Might be the lowest in a human that's ever existed.
Yeah, props to you.
So probably 2 months, we're thinking. Yeah. He's very aggressive. But at a high school, that could have been a week.
That's pretty, I was going to say 2 months, I feel like, for a high schooler is pretty long.
That's a long time.
That's like the right wind blows and you're about to burst.
Yeah. You wear the wrong, you forget to put on like your underwear walking to the bathroom in shorts. It might be over.
Like if the girl you have a crush on is wearing an outfit you like, you're done.
You can take an aggressive pee and you're just woo. Okay. So yeah, probably two months.
And then we get the first chomp and plop.
So how does he die? Because literally,
yeah, how does
bleed
that
out?
I was gonna guess bleed out.
Man, yeah. That's got to be it, right?
Because I've heard like if you do that is like such a main blood. Yeah. Vessel rolling through there. It's like, it's bad.
Oh, sure it is, Quinn.
What are you insinuating? I've heard stories from doctors who have, like, people who have broke their penile bone or stuff. Like, it's bad. Like, they can bleed out. It can happen. So.
There you go.
Like, out of all the injuries that I'd like to happen to my body, I'll put that in the bottom half.
It sounds pretty awful.
That's why this movie exists, right? Like, scare the shit out of you. Chop that thing off.
It's a great motivator for having sex as a teenager. Just show this sucker in sex ed class in high school.
Right, sex ed class with the stickers. Yeah. This movie's just set in like a comedic world because it's even like the teachers are fucking putting stickers on the diagrams and saying like the teacher's having a problem saying the word vagina. You know, it's like fourth grade shit. It's like that's where I think it's obviously a comedy. Like, right, like it's set in this fucking satirical world.
Though the sticker thing was like, well, and then she went to the next one and they were talking about like the diamondback snakes, like basically evolution, mutations and evolutions or whatever. And she directly looks at the girl in the eyes and she's like, I forgot what she said exactly, but it's something like, I'm talking about you. But you wouldn't know that because you weren't here or whatever.
I had that written down as like classic high school scene where teacher is talking about something else, but it's trying to explain what's going on with, you know, like, yeah, rattlesnake, that evolution just happened overnight, possibly. So what happened to her? It's like, you know, that vague explanation as to like how this happened to her. Like that's a trope that happens all the time in movies.
They constantly show that nuclear plant in the background. They never.
That's like another thing. It's like, was it evolution overnight or was it the nuclear plant? Because that's always there. It's always behind her house.
In the background.
I still love how like we have the stigma that the nuclear plant leads to like any mutation of that, not just like a bunch of cancer and fucking terrible things.
Yeah, it's probably just like that's probably how her mom's dying. Fucking
cancer. Definitely how her mom's dying.
Cancer from the goddamn nuclear plant.
Did they ever explain how she died? Did she die? Or just
I actually don't know if she died. I don't think they ever.
She was in the hospital and then what's his name? The other guy that she ended up chopping his dick off.
Yep. The one that she actually had sex with.
Yeah.
Because she found out if she enjoys it, then it's all good. But if,
I don't remember she died.
Yeah, I don't know. Dead. Weird side tangent. My only source on this is Gary Busey when he guest starred on Entourage as himself. But I thought the only animal that had a bone in their penis was a raccoon.
That's one of his lines?
Yeah, because he's chewing on a bone. And they're like, what is that? And he goes, it's a raccoon bone. And they're the only animal that has a bone in their penis.
Oh my goodness. That's the most Gary Busey thing ever.
Yeah, it's right up his alley.
He's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So, like, I didn't know if there's actually, like, a bone that, like, that you were talking about, but it's like a strain, maybe, or something.
Yeah, it's basically you just strain all those muscles or you bust all those blood vessels and shit.
Ugh.
Yeah, pretty bad.
And then the doctor, I guess the doctor is the next part that happens, right? Like, she Googles it, like, she's doing the Google thing, and she goes to the doctor.
Toby, the first...
That's after... Well, Toby happens, he's dead, and then she goes to the doctor because she, like, Googles vagina dentata, and, like, she thinks that's what she has, so she goes to the doctor. Another shitty person. I think the only, like, good male in this movie is her stepdad, which is crazy because he's got a shitty son.
Usually those are the worst guys.
What?
Usually those are the worst people.
Right? Yeah. No, I totally...
Yeah, most movies, those guys are the biggest pieces of shit. Yeah,
I totally expected the stepdad to, like, do a twist and he's a terrible person. Didn't happen. Total nice
super
guy.
Super nice guy.
Yeah.
Really genuine. Seems like a great guy.
But then she goes to the doctor, which this is when it got, like, ridiculous from, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh at this, but I think I am laughing at this a little bit.
Oh, I was laughing hard.
His hand is just, like, stuck, and he's just, like, shoving her around. And I'm just like, what is happening right now? He's yelling, vagina dentata, it's real, it's real, it's real. Like, he's missing all of his fingers.
Oh, it's awesome.
He was like, he was one of those guys where if she ever met a gynecologist before him, she'd be like, nah, I'll go to someone else. Because he was, like, he was trying to be, like, reaffirming or, like, kind to her ignorance by being like, you'll be okay, like, this is normal, whatever, don't be nervous. But he said it in the weirdest way possible. Also, something I just thought about, do you ever hear a line in a movie and you're just like, wait, why did they even put that line in? When he walked into the room and he's like, I can't even read this, and then she's like, cog or whatever, and I was like, okay, what was the point of that dialogue? He, like, writes it down. It's like, all right, well, that literally did nothing for the storyline. I just wonder when those lines come, like, who is, like, what, we need 7 more seconds of space to hit an extra budget line that makes sense.
Right.
I don't remember that.
I just assumed it was, like, okay, this guy's just a dumbass type of thing. Like, he can't even read a name. Like, is he just that incompetent of a person? But yeah, I don't know. I also like one of the funny scenes for me, it's a little more, maybe not laugh out loud, but when they're reattaching, like, his fingers and they're just like, you sure you don't want to tell us what happened here? And he just, like, grabs the mask and puts it on himself.
Yeah, he's like,
And then I laugh, like, one of the next scenes was the second kid that she, like, attacks because, like, she's kind of the victim in a lot of these situations, but, like, they end up having sex, and it was fine because she wanted to, but then he, you know, finds out that he's a piece of shit who made a bet that he could sleep with her. Boom, chomp.
Go ahead, Matt.
Sorry. Okay, really quick. And then it's like the same exact scene as with the doctor, but they're, like, reattaching his penis.
Yeah.
And, like, they're just like, I bet you there's a story behind this one. I don't know. I thought that was hilarious. Where it's like,
And then they tie it in with the last kid, too, and they're like, man, do you think these are all tied together?
It's like the South Park episode with the copycat killer with the left hands or whatever. did you ever see that episode where they walk into the basement?
It's been a long time.
There's a killer on the loose that's cutting off the left hands of every person, and then, like, they hold up, like, all the left hands pulled on the basement wall of this guy. Like, they're going to find him. It's just a bunch of people's hands of left hands. But the guy who's like, that's not a left hand. And he holds up his right hand, like, with his palm facing the other way. He's like, those are all right hands. They can't be the same beat, like, the same killer. It's one of the funniest scenes in South Park history.
Oh my god.
I do think like that kid like bragging on the phone about banging her though. Like
here, say something. Could you imagine? Say something.
Say something. She's here right now. We're doing it right now. He seems so sweet. I thought that kid was like one of the worst fucking actors I've ever seen in my life too. He literally sounded like,
wow, that's saying a lot.
I've never seen someone sound like they were trying to bench press while they were acting at the same time, but that's how his voice came off. It was just like, it was an exhausting thing for him to get one sentence, but yeah, he managed to do it.
Yeah.
Good what job, was his dude. Name?
Oh shit.
You know,
Ryan, I think. Yeah. Ryan.
I don't even know if I even heard it. No, like Ryan does not sound familiar.
How would you like to be that actor and to tell your family that you're like, oh, I got this part in this movie.
Get my dick gets it.
Chopped off.
How would you like to be any type of like struggling actor who's like, your agent throws a script on your desk like, this is yours to lose. You read the script and you're like, fuck. Well, I mean, if it's going to Sundance, potentially.
Winning awards at
Sundance. You have to have like everybody in your family must be dead.
I don't want to say most of their families are dead, but I want to say there might be a direct correlation between like struggling actors and maybe having a lack of close family members.
No definitely offense. For these types of movies, because how the hell can you face like go back at Christmas? We saw Teeth. Good job. You did good.
Really delivered on that scene when your dick got bitten off and you turned the intercom on and you yelled for mom.
Yeah.
Mom!
Yeah.
Mom.
I'm in the garage. Just living in our garage.
So then, yeah, the movie like ends or now climax, play on words. What?
Ah, climax.
Yeah, you get it? Climax, play on words there. With her.
Really splooges. Attacking, not enough, but.
attacking her stepbrother.
That was the best.
I was waiting.
Totally see that happening.
Nah, the pierced penis. That got me. I was dying laughing. I'm not a good person, am I?
Matt, what were you waiting for?
No, like, I assumed that this would happen where, like, it would just drop, right? Like, whenever we, like, all the scenes in this, it's like the dick was just already on the floor. I'm like, we're going to wait for, like, the plop to happen here. And there we go. We got it.
What? Speaking of, like, when the penises were being shown, why was she in a screaming fit when the little crab was on it? When she went to go revisit the cave?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she just starts losing her mind screaming.
Yeah, like you knew what was there. Like the crab's freaking her out more than anything, apparently. You knew what was there.
Hey, and I'm not even joking. This movie was so fucked up in the mind. I literally thought she was going back to grab the dick to use it like as a dildo to see if it would set the trap off again. I'm joking. I was like, she's not going back for the penis. She's
there. That would have been. I didn't
alternate
think that.
Storylines. That would be. See, every episode we need to provide alternate storylines. That's not really a storyline. That's just like a scene. But
I had zero thoughts of that happening. So there you go. I guess.
Why was she going back there? There was no reason.
I guess I thought it was like to make sure it was real. Like I don't know. Like I don't know. Like. Did that actually happen? I don't know. Guess it did. Dick's still there with the crab on it.
Is that a play? Like saying he had crabs? Never thought about that until just now. That's kind of funny if it was. I mean, it's an artistic movie, so I could see that. They probably qualify that as art.
I could see that being a thing. I didn't think of that either. I could definitely see that being a thing for sure. Here's a little thing of trivia. So the piercing on the prop used for Brad's detached penis was custom made for the film.
Oh, you're breaking up with me.
Oh.
All right. I'm sorry. No, I don't know what the hell's going on with my computer. Anyways, fun fact. I didn't hear anything after
that's
that.
All right. Fun fact. The piercing on the prop used for Brad's detached penis was custom made for the film out of sugar by a local bakery so it'd be safe if the dog swallowed it.
Oh, that's actually very sweet.
There you go. Well, fun fact for you. Also, during filming of the first scene, many of the neighbors were protesting the film because they believed it was going to be a pornographic film. I assume nope. the first scene's like when they're kids, like the pool kids scene, maybe.
Oh my God. That would be, I don't know how they shot it, like in what order, but
yeah,
I mean, true. It's probably worse. You'd probably just rather be porn. At least that's like consensual stuff. Like,
it's good. The movie's got a message to it, Bo. It's got a message. It's artsy.
You think is he a Missouri politician? Who is the guy? Maybe, oh, Todd Akin. That was his name, I think. The guy that said something like, a woman's body has the ability to shut itself down during rape. You just saw this movie and he's like, yeah, this is a documentary.
Ooh, I forgot that.
This is actually, I'm bet you what, it came out in 2007. When did he say that? It had to be after 2007. I think I was in college.
Yeah, I think it was after
college. Quinn, do you remember the Missouri politician that said he would, or he believed that women's bodies had the ability to shut themselves down when they were being raped? Like, he was like, and like defendants like of the anti
Mississippi.
I think it was Todd Akin. I think that was his name.
I don't remember. But
I was saying, I think he probably saw this movie. He probably saw this movie and thought it was like a documentary. He's just like,
no, but that's brutal.
The whole time they got teeth. Yeah, that also sounds bad. That sounds like the comments of a guy who's definitely raped someone and they happen to not get pregnant. And he's just like, fuck yes, I'm so lucky.
Definitely a guy that raped
someone. Lucky.
There's no way you say it. There's no way you say that without some past demonic, dark experiences.
Jesus Christ.
Also, I'm just going to say, I did think about this towards the beginning of the movie. They totally screwed up the name of this movie. 100% should have been named Snatch, not Teeth.
Snatch has already been taken.
Snatch would have been.
Snatch has been taken, but I see where you're going with that. Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. Brad Pitt, Jason Statham.
Is it about
the Guy Ritchie? It's about a diamond heist.
Girl's vagina who has teeth?
It's not. No. Sadly, no. Okay. That's not what we're here to talk about, damn it. So ends with basically killing her brother. And then getting hit on by a creepy old man, and then she looks at the camera and smiles, and she's gonna use her teeth for the power of good, I guess. So there you go. That's the movie Teeth.
It's a ride. Takes a long time to get to the top of that roller coaster, but man, once you get up there,
it's a painful ride. It's a little toothy.
That one wasn't as good. That one wasn't as good.
Sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I mean, keep shooting from the hip. Everyone just it didn't land as
well. Something might stick.
Maybe it was just the premise of the vagina monologues.
No, I always hear that reference and I have no idea what it is.
I know what it is.
I'm the same as you, Quinn. I have no idea what it's about. Matt, did you read it?
I haven't read it, but like I know of it.
I think it's a
I thought it was like
or is it just a movie?
Like a one person like kind of reading or play. Maybe it is a book and like I'm just thinking of someone who like did a reading.
I honestly I have no idea, but I hear it referenced a lot. So
it's a play. Made up various personal monologues read by a diverse group of women.
Oh.
So this is just one chapter.
It's a play from 1996. There you go. Boom. Learning stuff today. All right, how are we feeling about Teeth? Good, bad.
Oh man, it was bad.
I don't know if I want to say I'm happy you picked it. Yeah, I don't think it was good. I think it was garbage though.
It's definitely not garbage,
dude. It was entertaining. I mean, it was really entertaining.
It's like I'm borderline between good and bad. Legitimate. I'll probably say
bad.
I think in the scope of what we do, it's pretty good bad movie.
Yeah. See, it's tough because I didn't enjoy the movie that much, but I get the meaning behind it and what it's trying to do. So I'll probably say bad, but I get what it was trying to do, I guess, is what I'm saying. And I think it did.
You can't just declare up. I was going to say, you were talking about you get their message. I was like, you just get to declare a message and then that just justifies your movie. I get that they wanted to try and portray a message, but it wasn't.
Yeah, no. It's still bad. I get what they're trying to do, but ultimately it's still not a movie that I saw.
Don't you think at some point though, this might not have been because it wasn't, like I said, the worst movie. But if this is a Super Mario Brothers to figure this out, you're kind of just making a mockery of the whole subject. You're kind of diluting the entire point if it's so bad. And I'm sure there are other movies like that. And we probably would never have heard of those because they probably wouldn't have won. They probably wouldn't be invited to Sundance in the first place. But I don't know. I just don't feel like every movie has to have some social undertone to try and
No, but I get what you're trying to say. I think this movie it was trying to do that though. I think this movie was just flat out made for that messaging.
I guess that was the thing though, is I'd say it's flirting the line of just being almost a mockery. It's almost not helping. I don't think it does that necessarily, because like I said, I don't think it's that bad for the fourth time, but I could see it one or two scenes away from being an absolute shit show joke of a movie.
I get it because it's funny and we're kind of laughing about it, right? That's why you're saying that, we're just making fun of the problem instead of addressing it. But I think there's something to a lot of men who are the villains in this movie probably look at this issue as a comedy. They don't view it as a real problem because they want to keep doing it. So that's why this movie's a comedy, because those men view this issue as a comedy, they just turn this movie into kind of a dark comedy. If you kind of get what I'm saying there.
I do. And I guess my mild counterpoint, if we're on the same page, is when it comes to something as simple as and it probably has a bigger, greater meaning than just rape. I don't know a single guy I guess they probably wouldn't tell me though, but I'm so substantially against something like rape. I almost don't feel like it needs to even be justified in a joking movie, you know? You're either a rapist or you're not, type of thing. That is your personality, you aren't. And
I get what you're saying. And it's
ideas.
It's a good thing that we're saying that, because I think we can all agree rape is it's terrible. But
do you know how many people? Quinn hasn't made a stance yet. Quinn?
I am definitely against rape.
Did you just look at April right before you said that?
No, but
your eyes just watered to the right.
There's a situation going on out there. So
okay, all right. But this isn't for us. And I'm not saying this movie's gonna sway anyone's opinion, but it's it's a more digestible way to address the problem, I guess. And there's a lot of people out there who don't really view it as an issue, unfortunately.
I think it did just realize.
So that's probably right. Cool.
Yeah,
that's probably true.
I was gonna say, I just realized we did go off on a 10-minute tangent of joking about how horny high school boys are.
Yeah.
So maybe it is
colleges, right? I mean, another serious one, colleges, that's a real issue.
Sadly, yeah.
I think that's why this movie is a comedy. It isn't meant to make a mockery of it, obviously. It's just a lot of guys who don't view this as an issue treat it like a joke. So that's why this movie was made the way it was. And I'm not saying it's a good movie because of it. I'm just saying, like, that's what it is. That's why it is the way it is. And, like, to me, it still isn't, like, a great movie, but that's just, that's why it turned out that way.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I'm between good and bad, I guess. Bad. I don't know. What's everyone else say bad?
Yeah.
I'm saying bad, but not, like, terrible. I'm saying, like, a mid-fours.
It's like in the middle. Out of 10. It's like in the middle.
Okay.
I'd say like a 4-6. I actually did think the beginning before it got real weird. I was like, this actually just kind of shot well. And like the music kind of made sense. And I was like, this is not what I expected when it like first kind of read the just one line of what it's about. I thought it was going to be like a Velocipastor situation. I said I was going to try and watch it without reading anything about it. And I read one damn line that Amazon Prime gives you before you watch it. I'm like, shit, now I know what it's about.
The only tagline I saw was, every rose has its thorns.
That's the tagline. That's terrible.
That's the tagline I see for it. It's on the poster of the movie.
Terrible.
I just went in raw.
Not I wanted to be jealous. I didn't hear that.
Is that a pun? I don't know if you should be saying it that way, Quinn.
Oh,
wait, Quinn, what'd you say?
You said, I just went in raw.
Actually, I take that back. I hate that.
Did you bring up the fact that her brother only does anal after?
Well, yeah, he had a traumatic experience as a kid, so of course he only does anal.
Did you know that, Bo? Did you see that?
Did you pick up on
that? I saw that, but I didn't realize that was implied that he only did that.
Only?
Yeah,
maybe. That's why he looked so confused there. They had like a 45-second pause staring at each other.
Like, yeah, well, that's why he like tried... He tried doing to her, and she was like, no.
Yeah, I got that idea. And then they stopped. And then I was like, why are they taking so long? Just do it not doggy style. That's when like she flipped over to mission. But now it makes more sense.
She wanted to see his face as she chopped his
dick. Last thing on this. So last time I posted on Reddit and got a ton of comments. I figured I'd do the same thing for this one. A lot less comments than Mars Attack.
As popular of a movie.
General consensus, and you know, it's Reddit, whatever. Most people do seem to like it. Like, it's a good schlocky horror movie. There's definitely people on here that do like despise it, but not despise, just didn't like it. But I don't know. I think it's got a little bit better of a following than I initially thought when Josh told me about this freaking movie.
Thanks, Josh.
I'm honestly shocked. The movie wasn't picked up by Hallmark. It's good family fun.
It's funny you say that. One of the comments on this, let me see if I can find it. They described it as a Lifetime movie, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Did they miss the prosthetic penises and fake blood? Because that's hard to miss.
They had the Ryan guy, when they zoomed down, that's a gusher, man.
Yeah, that was gross. Oh, I was eating something and I was like, I literally think I've lost my appetite. Like, it was like, I can't.
Yeah.
Anything to do with the genitalia area, the pain, women or men, I'm like, I get physically ill thinking about it.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to react. That means you're working right.
Yeah. I mean, the doctor losing fingers, big deal. Fucking grow them back, you weird amphibious.
Pull them back.
Salamander. Yeah. I don't care. But just, yeah, I don't know why. It's like anytime I think of even just like, I think of guys that talk about peeing blood, I'm like,
oh,
like it just fucking makes me wither.
Makes sense.
Gee.
Don't like it.
Dude, that'd be a cool punk band name though. The Blood Pissers.
Your host, Matt Schmidt, here again. Just want to let you know that we are splicing in a separate conversation with our friend Josh, who wasn't able to join us live in the recording. Fair warning, we were on the golf course when this conversation happened, so please excuse any background noise you hear about that. But I was able to get a hold of him sometime later. This is the movie he wanted us to talk about, so I knew one way or another I had to get him on the episode. So, enjoy.
I'm going to let Jason hit here first.
Jason took his hat off and is now playing.
Never mind, doesn't matter. All right. So thank you, Josh. You're here to talk about this so-called movie called Teeth, which Quinn, Bo, and I watched and talked about. Quinn, what did you think of Teeth really quick?
It was a ride. It was like a roller coaster of emotions. The first 30 minutes, I was like, this movie really kind of sucks. I really am upset that Josh recommended this. And then it just took off, and I was like, okay, Josh made a great recommendation.
Having said that, I think we all said it was bad, because we always decide good, bad, or garbage for each movie. If that's wrong, I'll edit this out, whatever. But Josh, you're the reason we watched it. Is the movie good, bad, or garbage, and tell us why?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm surprised you have it labeled bad and not garbage.
I was borderline good. I was borderline good because I understood the metaphor, but like I didn't enjoy it.
I think it was more entertaining, and like the shock value of it was like appalling and also hilarious. I laughed in so many ways that I like questioned my moral compass.
I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, it's kind of like a, I don't know, like a cult movie, but it's like so bad that it's good. I don't know, like, the Netflix movie, what is it, the movie called Tire or Flat or whatever it is?
Yeah, Tire's excellent. I love Tire.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's just like such a ridiculous premise, and I absolutely loved it. I mean, there's no other movie on the market where some girl just runs around chopping dicks off with their lady parts. So I don't know, I think it's awesome. But like with Quinn, like obviously you thought for the first 30 minutes it was just absolutely terrible, whereas my wife had that same thought for the entirety of the movie. So I mean, she just has poor taste, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe she's got the normal take out of all of us. Maybe we're the weirdos. give me some highlights, Josh. What are some of your favorite parts of the movie?
Oh man, there's just so many good ones. I think the you're putting me on the spot here. So I would say the top favorite part of the whole movie was like literally the last 5 minutes of the movie, where it's her creepo stepbrother, like trying to rape her. She obviously bites his dick off, falls on the ground, and then his Rottweiler comes and eats his dick and runs outside, and he's screaming and crying and all that. I would say that's probably my favorite. And then the next one is a tie between the creepo gynecologist being super weird, not using gloves, and her obviously chopping his fingers off, or the moment where she's like sleeping with a guy that she actually likes, but then the guy's like, oh man, as soon as they got done, he's like, oh man, I gotta call or text my buddies, we all made a bet on who was gonna bang you first and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, there is no way in the world is that realistic, where some guy's like in the bed with her and saying, hey, hold on, I'm going to call my buddies because we all made a bet on who's going to bang you. And then she obviously hops on him and bites it off. It's just, I don't know. Or there's another great one too, where at the beginning of the movie, they're doing they're in the church gymnasium. And weren't they like chatting, virginity is cool or something?
Oh, yeah.
And they all had their little red bracelets on or red rings on. I mean, there's just so many great stories. I mean, it, for us talking right now, if we were in a group of people and we were just talking about these scenes that we're talking about right now to somebody who's never even heard of Teeth, they'd be like, what the hell kind of movie are you watching? And they would be intrigued as hell. And they'd be like,
well, we got Jason here.
Jason, are you intrigued by this this whole take on teeth?
Dude, the movie sounds fucked up.
Yeah,
there we go.
right there. I mean, I'm sure you want to see it now.
Yeah. No, the I gave a little trivia fact with the whole that ending where you said with the dog.
Uh-huh.
Piercing was made out of sugar so the dog would eat it.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
He just didn't want to eat a regular old dick, huh?
Yeah, so it was interesting.
That was by far the funniest thing of that whole movie is when she stepped aside and the piercing fell out. I was dying.
And the crazy thing
is, it didn't surprise me knowing that guy. I was like, I'm not surprised he has a pierced dick.
Right. Well, and so the crazy thing, I don't know if this was like one of his first movies or what.
I'm thinking it's all their first movies. Because no one does this after they've done movies. This is either your last movie or your very first movie. There's no in between.
Because the stepbrother, he was in like one of Jen's shows, like 911 or something, some drama TV stuff. And he was like he did a cameo role scene, whatever it was. And I'm like, holy cow, Jen, do you know who that is? And she's like, no. And I'm like, that's the brother on Teeth. And she's like, oh my God. Like, see, if you'd never watched Teeth, you would have had no idea. So it's, it had to have been their first one. Cause obviously it's just, that was marking their initiation into the Hollywood. And it's just been going up ever since. That was
baptism by fire. Off. Just first movie with Hollywood Teeth. Yeah.
Oh man.
Where did you first hear about this movie?
Let's see. So it was on, I don't think it was on HBO. It might have been on Stars or one of those pay-per-view channels way back in the day, maybe like Cinemax or something. It was Teeth. There's another movie called The Breed. And so, like, these terrible, terrible movies were on. This is, like, when I was in high school. And I remember watching these movies at home. And I'm like, holy cow, this is a really bad movie. I've got to show all my friends. And so, obviously, like, we had the DVR and stuff, so I recorded it. And then that was obviously when, like, what is it, Video Villa? So, like, the movie rental places had the DVDs out there. So we'd go out and buy the DVD for $2 or rent the DVD for $2. And then we'd have movie nights with all our friends. And we'd all just be like, wow, this is such a bad movie. So that's another suggestion for you guys, too. If you want to keep on this good roll, there's another movie called The Breed, which is phenomenal.
Phenomenal by Josh Richards standards.
Phenomenal is in the like the teeth category too, because it's so awesome that they're talking about like these wolves that are wild on an island, and it's just a bunch of dogs that they found like at the pound, and so now there's like talking about wolves are running around the island, and then they do cameos of all the quote unquote wolves running around, and it's just like Labradors and German Shepherds and Blue Heelers just running around, and I'm like, wow, this is so bad. So yeah, throw that on your list. There's actually pretty big name stars in there. What's your 10 series movie shooting a Fiero in this space? Fast and Furious.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What's the girl's name? Sister. Vin Diesel's sister, I think.
No, it's Vin Diesel's wife, or it's Michelle Rodriguez. But yeah, they're
yes,
like married. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
or
Rodriguez.
He does have a sister in the movie, but yeah, I think it's Michelle Rodriguez. So yeah, I think you've talked about it before.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, but yeah, that's how I found out about it, is way back in high school on like Cinemax or HBO or something. It was pretty terrible, even way back when.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Hey, we'll talk to you later, man. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
See ya.
All right, Quinn. I guess Quinn, you're next. If you have one in mind, great.
I do not have one off the top of my head.
We talked about, it.
A horror movie of just Blake screams at night.
Oh, dude, I could have gave you a whole bunch of them there for 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, I think we talked about movies when we were at the wedding. So here's some that we kind of talked about. You don't have to pick now, but Jason X, Over the Top, Year One, Three Ninjas, Tall Tale, Godzilla, Out Cold, Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Out Cold. I forgot about that movie.
Wild Wild West. That was the one. I knew
that's
I
the
had one,
one. That's the one you brought up. So I didn't want to like.
We did
force
talk
your
about
hand,
that.
But
that would be actually kind of fun. We're going to do that. Well, it's going to be hard to do as a live watch the way we fucking get together.
I think.
See you in March.
I think. Well, it's weird. The live watches are almost easier because we don't need to watch them or do anything.
We just need to show up.
Well, we could do that. I think if we just don't, if we do sports not at the same time, it's not a big deal because it'll take a while, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a 2 hour movie, probably less than. What's Wild Wild West streaming anywhere? Let's see.
Well, I hope so.
It's on HBO Max.
Nice.
So yeah, Wild Wild West. Figure out when we'll watch it.
I'm gonna go.
49 minutes.
Yep. See you, Quinn.
Yep. I'll see you guys
later. Yeah, see you, Quinn.
Bye. Have a good night.